الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program called Dua. In this program, we talk about various dimensions of this subject, Dua, which is essence of ibadah, worship. Subhanallah, we have been covering this topic for very long now, and inshallah today we'll be discussing those prophetic du'as which Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam himself taught the ummah, and beautiful information, informative, fascinating information inshallah we'll be sharing with you. Be with us from start till end, respected viewers of Madani Channel. There are many blessings of sending salawat and salutations upon the best of creation. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has been reported to have said, the one who recites one salat upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah. Let's make few good intentions, because my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah always reminds us making good intention before performing any permissible task or doing any good deed. As we are presenting this program, inshallah, we all make this intention. We will present for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch from start till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too, inshallah. Respected viewers, we've got alhamdulillah today our brother Wasim Abbas Attari with us, inshallah, and our Naat Khan brother Imtiaz Attari. Let's go towards them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mashallah. Wasim Abbas, how are you?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. Jazakallah once again joining. And may Allah bless you. Imtiaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. Welcome you in this program called Dua. And let's start this program with a beautiful dua. And what that dua is, it is in poetic form, subhanallah. And we will listen from Imtiaz Attai.
Hazir hai tere darbar mein hum, hazir hai tere darbar mein hum, Allah karam, Allah karam, Allah karam, Allah karam, deti hai sada ye chashme nam nam, deti hai sada ye chashme nam nam, Allah karam, Allah karam, Allah karam, Allah karam. Allah karam, Allah karam, Allah karam, har saal talab farma mujhko, har saal ye shehr dikha mujhko, har saal ye shehr dikha mujhko, har saal no.
Beautiful dua, subhanallah, made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to receive blessings, subhanallah. Respected views of Padrishim, today we will be talking about those prophetic duas which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught his ummah. Inshallah, we've covered this subject in last few episodes, inshallah. We'll continue from where we left last time, inshallah, and we'll include few more prophetic duas. Masim Abbasbe, continuing from the last episode, which dua would you like to share with viewers of Padani Channel today, inshallah, in the first early start?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When we spoke about in our last episode, we were talking about certain duas, and the beauty of these duas are that they're pertaining to our daily life. Yeah. And those activities that we perform on daily basis, alhamdulillah, we've been told through prophetic ways that how should we supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prior to performing those tasks. Now again, the first dua that we'll be talking about today is also regarding one of similar kind of tasks that we do on daily basis, which is eating food.
Yeah.
Now what was the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam when the dining mat would be removed from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which dua would he make?
After finishing the food
and after the dining mat would be taken away from in front of him. So Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he narrates over here that when the dining mat would be removed from the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then he alayhi salatu wasalam would make this dua, which is Alhamdulillahi hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi ghayra mubadda'in wala mustaghnan anhu rabbana. And Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, he mentioned this hadith in Sunan Tirmidhi, hadith number 3467. And the translation of this hadith is beautiful verses on it. Again, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is showing us how to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sustenance food,
who has provided this food,
provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this dua is made, the translation is, all praise is due to Allah. Praise which is abundant. So all praise is due to Allah. Now what kind of praise? Praise which is abundant, pure and full of blessings, which is indispensable and to which one cannot be indifferent.
Subhanallah.
Look at the beautiful words, the way the Prophet ﷺ is teaching us how should we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then what kind of praise that is. Once we've praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's further detail into it, that what kind of praise that is, the praise that is pure, the praise that is full of blessings.
Subhanallah. So it must be, here we also learn one element which we need to discuss, that is shukr, element of paying gratitude, doing shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever blessings we enjoy in this day and age, respective views of Madani Shell, we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has granted us these beautiful blessings, these favors which He has favored upon us. Alhamdulillah, each and every favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. Sometimes we take it for granted, we do not really understand the worth of those blessings. This is the concept of these du'as Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. Every occasion, whenever we enjoy any blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather it is safety, or you see, sleeping after, getting up after sleep. Sleep is known to be a sister of death.
Indeed.
So one person who has slept is nearly dead, isn't it? So when he gets up, then it's another way of paying shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's got another life to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prepare for the hereafter. And again, when a person embarks on any journey and comes back safely, then again while you are moving towards the journey, starting your journey, and that time you're praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and paying shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you return back safe, again there is a point of element of shukr. When you are eating food, you pay shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is providing that food. And once the food is finished, then again you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On every occasion we have been taught to thank the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no doubt, the one who thanks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pays shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him more and more and more. Blessings are increased. A person who is shakir, a person who pays shukr in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more favors. And again, the opposite meaning is also there. The one who does not pay shukr, then respective use of financial, there is an element of fear one should have that maybe if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased, then we would end up getting that ni'mah or blessing snatched or taken away from us. So we need to be mindful of that, and we need to always pay shukr as taught by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam.
And definitely, Rizwan, when also at the same time, when we look at the whole concept of paying gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are going through these du'as, at the same time, this is also very important for us to contemplate and ponder upon our own state, that are we amongst those who actually do pursue and fall in the category of those people who do act upon the things of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or do we just simply turn a deaf ear to it? So this is also very, very important for us. Now, another du'a is one by, again, many a times we face storms and tornadoes in our daily routine life, especially when winter comes. So it is stated that whenever a tornado, a storm would occur, then the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he would recite this dua. And this dua is again in Sunan Tirmidhi, hadith number 3460. What is this dua? Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayriha wa khayri ma fiha wa khayri ma ursilat bihi wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma fiha wa sharri ma ursilat bihi. This beautiful dua the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us, that whenever we experience any storm, any tornado, then we should be making this dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we are seeking refuge in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the harms that we may experience because of that natural disaster or catastrophe that we would be facing. Again, over here, a point of contemplation for ourselves, that what is our state when we experience such events? Because this is very, very normal and very common to us to experience these events. And this is something that we will face as long as we stay in this world, because these things are associated with our daily lives. As you beautifully mentioned earlier regarding sleeping, waking up, eating, drinking, sneezing, whatever we may experience, daily routine chores that we normally do perform and we experience in our life, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, may our lives, may our families, may our parents, may every single thing of ours be sacrificed upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has told us how to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to ask in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which beautiful words should we use in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those particular occasions and instances in order to show our gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ensure that we're not amongst those who avoid showing gratitude in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ma'adallah experiences aftermath afterwards.
Inshallah, now we will go to a segment that is Quranic دعاء صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله عليه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
ادعوني استجب لكم.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Today inshallah we will be learning the Quranic dua. That is ربنا آتنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين.
Subhanallah.
O Allah, we have embraced faith. Therefore, forgive us and have mercy on us. You are the
best among the merciful. This dua is mentioned in Quran. Subhanallah. What a beautiful way to seek forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to learn these beautiful duas. I mean, to make them, we need to make these duas and include in our daily routine life. We are learning about those du'as which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught us, and we have learnt a couple of them inshallah. We will go further inshallah. Waseem Abbas, next one.
Again, the next word that we will be talking about, again, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah mentions it again in Sunan Tirmidhi, hadith number 361. And beautifully, it's been mentioned over here again. We are shown, we are told the importance of making these du'as. Again, we are in the time of the year where we do experience thunders and storms, so and so forth. So this du'a again is regarding thunder. Okay. Whenever there is thunder, then what should we do? So it is stated that at the time of the sound produced by the thunderbolts, by thundering, those whenever the thundering sounds would be heard, then the final messenger of Allah, the seed of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, would recite this dua. What is the dua? Allahumma la taqtulna bighadabika wa la tuhlikna bi'azabika wa afina qabla dhalik. And again, beautiful words over here where we are seeking refuge in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from various things. Now, what is the translation of this dua? It is that, O Allah, do not let us die by your anger and do not destroy us with your punishment, Amen. But grant us safety. You see, beautiful dua, beautiful words, and it shows us that how we are presenting our weakness, our helplessness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the all-powerful, who is the all-encompassing of all the attributes, who can remove all worries, all issues, all problems, everything from us. So in these words, we should supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will see his blessings in this world and in the hereafter.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Respecting viewers, let's include one segment in our program, and that is message of the day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
It's very, very important, imperative to teach our children basic knowledge of Islam and the religion. And this will stand them in good stead throughout their life. Now, if you look at priorities today, unfortunately, people, they spend a lot of time ensuring that their child becomes a professional, a doctor maybe, or a different profession. And they exert a lot of energy, they pay for tuition fees, they take that child wherever he needs to go to ensure that he's in pole position to get a job in his field. Now, think about this. That person has mastered a science like maths, for example. Complex issues are discussed in science or in medicine or to become a doctor. We know it's not easy. He's mastered all of this. But that very same person who is respectfully called doctor, Dr. Sahib, lawyer, solicitor, when it comes to performing wudu, he doesn't know the basics. Now ask yourself this question. On the Day of Judgment, his credentials as a doctor or a barrister or a lawyer or a solicitor won't come to help him. But if he did not learn the basic knowledge of Islam, if he did not learn how to perform wudu, which is the key to salah, and he did not know about the requirements of salah, the obligations of salah, the wajibat in salah, etc., he'll be in trouble. Now, the wise person is he who lives in the world, he learns the basics of the religion, and more if possible, and he is free to also pursue other things which are jais in Sharia, become professional, become a doctor, for example. But we should not give priority to worldly knowledge and qualifications at the expense of dini knowledge. Otherwise, this will come back to haunt us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow all of us to invest time in learning sacred knowledge and the basic knowledge of Islam at least.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about those du'as which Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam taught us, inshaAllah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us a du'a if we are in fear.
Indeed.
So what Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has guided us to recite in such situation?
SubhanAllah. Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah, he has mentioned these beautiful words of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in Sunan Abi Dawud, hadith number 1537, where he says that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is any fear of losing life or wealth, etc., at the hand of any nation or army, then read this dua. So again, beautiful dua we've been told. If we experience any kind of fear, especially in terms of losing our life or any element of wealth. So the dua is, Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim wa na'udhu bika min shururihim.
Right. Subhanallah.
And it translates as, O Allah, we ask you to be against these enemies and we ask your refuge from their evil ways.
Subhanallah.
So we're seeking again refuge in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil ways of the enemy. And many a time people do experience these kind of situations where they are in the danger of losing their wealth or even their life. But the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has given a solution through these beautiful words of du'as. So we ought to recite these du'as with certainty and with assurity, with yaqeen, with certainty, ascertaining that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed will alleviate this issue, this problem from us, and inshaAllah we will be saved because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our Savior, He is the Lord Almighty, He is the one who inflicts any kind of difficulty upon us, and He Almighty is also the one who can remove it. So we should always turn back in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through these beautiful words taught to us by Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and inshaAllah we will see its blessings.
MashaAllah. Respected viewers of Manjil, Raqa alayhi salatu wasalam, our master Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, has also taught us a beautiful method of paying off our debt. And method of paying our debt means what dua shall we make if there is a burden of debt on us, and how can we pay it off through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the unseen help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt when we make this dua, the quote of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our savior, helper, as we have just heard from Muballigh of Dawat Islami. So inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us if we make this dua, inshallah. This is very mujarrab, it is tested and trialed by Sahabi Rasul Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, and has mentioned this. Subhanallah. Wasim Aspect, this is a beautiful account. Would you like to share with views of Madani Channel and how Sahabi Rasul has narrated this hadith and how, subhanallah, the debt was paid off? And what dua is that for the views?
Again, Zanvi, and this dua I think is very, very applicable to our situation now. There's many of us do face financial
difficulties. Many of us, yes.
We're in debt. So why not go in the court of the Holy Prophet, والسلام, our Savior, our Master,
and ask for the solution
He's given us in this situation. Again, Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah mentions in Sunan Abi Dawud, hadith number 1555, where he states that once Sayyidina, in fact, Sayyidina Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu anhu, he states that once the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to masjid,
right,
where he saw Sayyidina Abu Umama Ansari radiallahu anhu to be sitting there. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked him that, why are you sitting in the masjid at this time when it's not even time for salah? So Abu Umama radiallahu anhu replied that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have a lot of tensions, a lot of worries, and I'm burdened with debts. So upon this, the mercy of the mankind, the final Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, should I not teach you some words? When you recite them, Allah Almighty will remove your tension and pay your debt.
Subhanallah.
Look at the words of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam.
Allah will pay the debt.
Subhanallah. You know, your tension will be removed. Allah will pay off your debt. To which Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu said, why not, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell us. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exclaimed that, recite this dua every day in the morning and in the evening. Now, what is the dua? The dua is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzni wa a'udhu bika min al-adzi wal-kasali wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhli wa a'udhu bika min ghalabati al-daini wa qahri al-rijal. This is the dua.
Right.
And Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he went on to say that, I recited this dua, so my tension was removed and the Almighty also paid my debt.
Subhanallah.
Abu Umama radiyallahu anhu, who at once was under tension, under stress He was under debt. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the mercy of the mankind, the savior of the mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instructed him, told him how to ask for help in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which words to use and maybe be sacrificed upon the blessed dust of the blessed shoes of the Sahaba alayhim wa ridwan, who through these narrations transmitted what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told them, advised them, and it also reached us that which beautiful words those were through which his tensions, worries were removed and how his debt was paid off. So this dua that we just heard now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam advised Sayyidina Abu Umama Ansari radiyallahu anhu that recite this every day in the morning and the evening, your tensions will be removed and your debt will be paid off. And he himself further on carries on to say, he shares his own experience that he did so as instructed, as advised by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and eventually his tensions, his worries were removed and his debt was also paid off.
Respecting Yusuf Malanishan, normally what kind of problems do we face? Maybe they are financial problems, stress related, maybe different issues people they face, but most of the people they struggle with finances, right? Maybe they are under debt. Alhamdulillah, and there are a number of people who are going through stress due to various other reasons. They are facing problems. We have got solution for each and every problem, alhamdulillah, in ahadith, in our religion, Deen of Islam. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us, Quran guides us. Only the reason is we need to search, we need to learn, we need to seek knowledge. Once we know, alhamdulillah, solution of every problem we are facing is there, alhamdulillah. We are just learning that if somebody is in stress, there is a kind of dua he can make. If somebody is facing any problem, if somebody is fearing for his life or any safety problem, alhamdulillah, there is a dua taught by Rasulullah ﷺ. If somebody is experiencing any heavy debts, and how can he pay off? Then again, there is his dua. So we need to seek help from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each and every occasion, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to have our connection in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something we need to establish. These duas are the ways, alhamdulillah, to establish, to have connection, to strengthen our connection, relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's court, inshallah. Once that is done, all our problems will be solved because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who helps. And alhamdulillah, if we will have madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we will have help from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there won't be any problems left whatsoever, inshallah. Now it's time to include one segment in our program, and that is personality of the day. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
ادعوني استجب لكم.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it. Yes, respected viewers, personality of the day today, as we normally include one personality in our program, subhanallah, one of the greatest personalities ever walked on the face of the earth. Today we have selected is none other than Hazrat Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala and Allah Akbar from Ahlul Bayt, subhanallah, son of Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala. And inshallah, we will be talking about this seerah. In this very short span of time, we won't be able to do justice with this great personality who graced this earth, but we will try to learn a few dimensions from the blessed personality and something we can learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala. And Rasim Abbas, I have already introduced which personality, who is the one we're going to discuss, inshallah. What a great name in the history of Islam. And what a great lesson we can learn from each and every aspect of the life he has lived on the face of this earth. Please give us a brief introduction of this great personality from Ahlul Bayt, and then we further learn a few lessons from the life of Imam Zainul Abideen.
Before we talk about Imam Zainul Abideen, let me share an account with you. Let's go back in the time. Let's travel back in the history and talk about those early days in Madinah al-Munawwara. There were certain poor families, destitute families, and they didn't have any source of earning, any source of livelihood. But then there was a certain individual who would fulfill their needs, who would provide livelihood to them. However, they were unaware as to who actually provides them those means of livelihood, those provisions. It was arranged in such a manner that during the night time, those provisions would be sent to their homes.
SubhanAllah.
So around 100 families were being looked after in this way, yet none of them knew who exactly
is supporting them,
who exactly is doing his favor upon them. None of them they knew. Then a time came when a great personality apparently passed away from this world. And that is when they came to know that it was this
because
very personality.
Because their support was stopped, isn't it? Maybe.
Exactly. Then their support was stopped, and then they came to realize and know that it was this very personality who used to support us without making them know that it is him who used to support them.
Allah.
And who was he? He was our master, our imam, the son of the blessed grandson of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, none other than Imam Zainul Abidin Ali Awsat radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, as you mentioned earlier, that every dimension of his life, whichever aspect you want to touch upon, you would see him to be a leader in that very attribute. You see, it's one way when we talk about the character of a personality, when we talk about a certain personality, there would be certain attributive points that we can discuss about. But then you have personalities such as Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, who themselves are a complete, they are full of attributes. As in praiseworthy qualities, there isn't any which you wouldn't find in their character. Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, whether you want to talk about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the element of piety, the element of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the element of looking after the ummah of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the account we've just heard, the element of loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the element of thinking about the hereafter, whatever you want to talk about, you will see Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu to be our leader, to be our imam. Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu anhu, he was born in 38 Hijri in Madinat al-Munawwara, and he was named Ali. And due to his abundance of worship, he became famous with the titles of Sajjad and Zainul Abidin. So basically his name was Ali, but Sajjad and Zainul Abidin were his titles. And Zainul Abidin
Sajjad means the one who makes abundant of sujood.
And Zainul Abidin meaning the beauty of the worshippers, the adornment of the worshippers. These were the titles that were given to Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, and he's more famously known with his title Zainul Abidin, the beauty of worshippers. And Sajjad, his title, when we refer to Qadiriyya Attar ya Sayyid-e Sajjad ke Sadqe Misad, Sajjad over here refers to Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. And Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, why wouldn't his personality be such? As when we look at his upbringing, you would be amazed to know that what great upbringing he radiallahu anhu had. For a couple of years, first 2 years, who was he brought up by? By none other than the Lion of Allah, Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Shere Khuda, Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem, who was his grandfather. So for first couple of years, Ali al-Murtaza, Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem, he looked after him. Then for next 10 years, it was none other than his uncle, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu, who brought him up under his supervision. And then for next 11 years approximately, he ascended the ranks of wisdom and spirituality through the sacred upbringing under the supervision of his blessed father, Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu. So you can see the amount of time he spent under the supervision of Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, then Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu, then his father Imam Hussain radiyallahu anhu, what great upbringing he would have received, and how beautifully his character would have been molded in the form in which it was. Now, when we talk about his love for Khulafa al-Rashidin radiyallahu anhum, we come to know that he had a lot of respect and reverence for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, for Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu, Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu, and of course his grandfather Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. And we find many accounts where when he was asked about his opinion regarding Shaykhain al-Kareemain, Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhum, then he praised them immensely. Now, when we talk about his level of taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he possessed, then it is stated that whenever he would perform wudu, his complexion would turn pale.
Allah.
And people would ask him that, why does this change occur in your complexion?
Allah.
And he replied that, don't you know in whose court I'm about to stand? Can you imagine, Rizwan Bhai? We also, I would address those who do offer salah. I would address those who do offer salah. What is their state? How do they get up and stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But what our imam, our master is teaching us, his complexion would change. And he would say that, don't you know in whose court I'm about to stand? And then when we talk about the element of tolerance and forgiveness that Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu had in his character, it is stated that Rizwan Bhai once, the servant of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu was helping him to perform his wudu. Now all of a sudden the container through which he was performing wudu that fell from the servant's hand and fell on his left face,
Allah,
resulting in injuring it. Now as soon as Imam Hussain radiallahu anhu looked at the servant, the servant straight away recited a verse of the Quran which talks about forgiveness and tolerance.
Allah.
Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, straight after listening to that verse, not only forgave the servant but also freed the servant, saying that I free you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the fear of Allah Almighty. As soon as he hears the verse of the Quran, straight away he frees the slave. Now you talk about the field of Karbala. What happened in the Karbala? The entire purest of the offspring, they all attained martyrdom. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu was the only one who survived because he was ill in that battle. And Yazidi army did not martyr Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu. Then the lineage of Husseini Sadat continued from Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, and many tabi'een, they acquired Islamic knowledge from Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu and narrated hadith from him and transmitted those narrations to us. He radiallahu anhu departed from this mortal world in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal in 94 Hijri at the age of 56. And his blessed shrine is situated in Jannat al-Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his countless blessings and mercies upon our master, upon our leader, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, and may Allah Almighty forgive us all without accountability for
Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. What beautiful lessons we've learned from this seerah of Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala. And respectively, now it's time to make a dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's the final segment. Let's include that Fatiha dua. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
ادعوني استجب لكم.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Respected viewers of my nation, inshallah, now we will make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I would request everyone to sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen. The collective dua, inshallah, when it is made, we never know, tens of thousands of people would be joining across the globe on satellite, inshallah, they're watching. And we never know anyone who is more closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If his Ameen is also said in this dua, our duas will also be accepted. With these beautiful intentions, come join in this collective dua. Before, inshallah, making dua, we will hear a few ash'ar couplets, inshallah, which are forms of dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in poetic form, and followed by English dua, inshallah, in English language, we will make. So be with us until the end. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mita de tarikhatai meri mita
Thank
والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا غفور يا رب العالمين يا غفور يا رب العالمين. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. يا رب ذو الجلال مالك مولا. Once again we have raised our sinful filthy hands in your pure court. يا الله يا رب ذو الجلال, it is you who given us this ability. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Malikum Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive our family members, forgive our parents, forgive our Peter Mushin, forgive the whole Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Malikum Allah, be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Malikum Allah, those that ill, give them shifa. Those that worried, remove their worries. Those that in the burden of death, Ya Allah, remove the debts. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, any hajat, any pleas, these brothers and sisters watching right now on Madani channel who are present here, Ya Allah, got in their hearts and their minds for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the sake of Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu, ibadah and worship, ya Allah, for the sake of his sujood and for the sake of the tears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and qiyam and sujood of your beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, ya Allah. Forgive all our major and minor sins, ya Allah. Give us tawfiq also to do sujood and qiyam and ruku in your court, ya Allah. Give us tawfiq to go to Makkah al-Mukarramah to perform Hajj this year, ya Allah. Give us tawfiq to go to Umrah this year, ya Allah. Give us tawfiq, ya Allah, that we go to Madinat al-Nabi, zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zimah. Ya Allah, to seek shafa'ah, to ask for shafa'ah from the court of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Ya Malik, call us this year for Hajj, ya Allah, ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Malik, we live on Iman, with Iman intact, ya Allah, when we die with Iman intact, ya Allah, ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, when we are raised in your court, ya Allah, may we be raised as Muslims with Iman, ya Allah, free of sins, ya Allah, forgiven, ya Allah. And you are pleased with us, ya Allah. May we do those a'mal which please you, ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, make us enter into Jannatul Firdaus, ya Allah. Save us from Jahannam, ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Why shall I say, grant me this or that? Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, grant me whatever is better for me, ya Allah. For my ahl, ya Allah. For my family, ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. You know what is better for me, ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Grant us, ya Allah. Accept all lawful jais hajat of the viewers of Madani Channel for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabih. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله يا الله جب دمي باپسی ہو سامنے ہو روزہ رسول الله آنکھوں میں ہو جلوہ رسول الله لبه لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's all for today. We'll be back next week with another beautiful episode of Dua. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me. I will accept.